4:30 a.m., April 25, 1915, Anzac Day. But there's not a stubby, a Sharon, or a game of two-up in sight. You're probably wondering how you ended up here, in the dark, with the smell of sweat and vomit wherever here is. They don't train you to have to listen to the dying screams of your mates or to push through floating corpses back in Egypt. This was supposed to be a holiday, an adventure with the boys. But here, you're at what are surely the gates of hell, and you can't stop thinking of your mother, and the bullet that's sure to come soon. And that's just the beginning. By the end of this single day, 5,000 soldiers will have died, three for every yard gained. They named it Anzac Cove, but as Percival Fenwick remarked, it doesn't matter what it's called. Perhaps it will someday be known as Bloody Beach Bay. God knows we've paid heavily for it. The battle stretched out for 8 months of confusion, rations, sleepless nights and disease. They say it was the courage, mateship and sacrifice shown on this first Anzac Day 1915 that forged a national spirit and identity that we mark today. But if this first Anzac Day marks the birth of a national consciousness, it wasn't the only time we've felt the cruelty of conflict and war. And over the years, a legend has been born and meaning evolved of just what it means to remember Anzac. Many a man and many a woman have added to this story of sacrifice, courage and mateship. From the first soldier, Corporal Joseph Stratford, to land and die on the beach, to those who struggle for their country today. Lest we forget.